Today, former Finance Minister of Ireland, Michael Noonan, as he spoke to the local social partnership about how his country recovered from the financial crisis of 2008-2009. Mr. Noonan observed that when they were trying to rescue their country from bankruptcy, they knew that they had to get the buy-in from representatives of the people. It therefore called for what he described as a unity of purpose.
It's the first element of rescuing a country from bankruptcy. If the house is divided, you fail before you start.
At one stage, Ireland cut public servants' pay by about 20%.
And I asked a trade union leader of the civil service, I said, you know, why are you agreeing to this? Like, this is totally different from the practice of trade unions who constantly argue for better wages and better conditions for their members. And now you're, without a strike, you're agreeing this massive reduction. And he said, we're agreeing it, he says, because we live here. And our families are here.
According to the former Irish finance minister, without help from Europe and the IMF, a bankrupt Ireland would have had to put 1 million people out of work. And so they got a 3-year program to get the economy growing again.
After 3 years, we got back into the market and we were able to borrow at low interest rates. And at present, people are queuing up to give Ireland money, and you can get money at negative interest rates, the Irish state now. I think the last loan, we got a couple of million for a discount of 0.5%.
Apart from the view that it requires unity of purpose, the former Irish finance minister recommends that Barbados takes ownership of its program.
And when you talk about it, you have to say, you know, this is the Barbados program. This is the program that we own. This is the program we're implementing. And if you have leaders of social partnership, our government ministers, talking out the sides of their mouth and saying, well, like, we really don't want to do this, it's imposed on us. And this isn't our idea, this is the crowd in Washington and the IMF. As soon as that starts, and if it spreads, it undermines the program and it makes it more difficult. If you take an example in Europe between Ireland and Greece, Greece never took ownership of the program. Greece never took ownership of their program. And 10 years later, they're still in trouble.
And he commented on the question of growth while under an IMF program.
I've read a lot of IMF programs. And there's a problem with IMF programs that the IMF are well aware of. And it's this. If you take an economy and you increase taxes, and then you cut public expenditure, you're reducing demand in the economy. And as you reduce demand in the economy, you make it very difficult for the economy to grow. And unless you have a parallel strategy, you're going to arrive at a situation where the program is in place, it's being implemented, but it's not lifting the economy like you'd expect that it should. So what we did in Ireland is we had a parallel program where, on our own initiative, we designed strategies for every sector of the economy. And we brought measures in to grow sectors of the economy. For example, like Barbados, we had a very strong tourist industry. But we had priced ourselves out of the market, and it had become uncompetitive. So what I did was, with INDA's support, we had a VAT rate of 13.5% across certain sectors of the economy. For the tourist product, we cut it to 9%. So we took 4.5% off of it, even though we were raising taxes elsewhere. And of course, when you think about it, when you take 4.5% off a tax, you know, that runs to the bottom line. So a lot of quasi-bankrupt tourist enterprises were made solvent again. And some of them cut their prices, and they were able to attract in extra tourists into the country. And the tourists, the following, and it was a quick effect, because we introduced it going into the summer in one season. By the following tourist season, they were up and running again, and confidence was back in the sector. As well as that, we had a travel tax, and we abolished the travel tax.
Ireland's former finance minister, Michael Noonan, addressing the local social partnership. Here's a Sagicor tip. forget that installment plan for your auto insurance and go ahead and pay all your premiums at once, because it will save you on fees and various other expenses along the way. Although the savings may not be large, it is free money that you're passing on. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.